Hi everybody, welcome to Rob Evans 365. It's day number 2074, Saturday, and having a walk before the rain comes down, which is predicted at 90% probability in about 40 minutes from now. So I thought I'd get that walk in before it started to rain. I want to talk about standards that you set for yourself. What's stopping you from setting a standard that is way beyond what most people would expect? We put these caps, barriers, if you like, in place for why we will only do certain much, or why we will aim to only achieve a certain amount. But what is stopping you from completely exploding that? Exploding your own expectations, exploding everybody else's expectations, perhaps exploding what has been done ever before, or certainly done by most people ever before. And so I was last night actually listening to a podcast that my coach has done with a former senior person at Disney, and a part of what he was talking about was the number of podcasts that he's done, and or that they've done as an organization. And they were saying that they had done 500 episodes, and he was saying that, wow, like, you know, just I suppose talking about it in the context that, look at us, we've done 500 podcasts. Now, is 500 a lot? Well, yeah, 500 is a lot, because I think it's only something like 10% of people that start a podcast, and everybody knows somebody who's doing a podcast, only something like 10% go beyond 100 episodes. And you know, they've had a lot of longevity in producing it, in fact 10 years, because they said they do one a week for 500. So just in that statement, it just got me thinking. So I did the calculations, and as of right now, I have done over 63 years of podcasts using that same basis of calculation, once a week. Over 63 years of podcasts out of this one, Rob Evans 365, and the Mental Toughness and Body Show. And why have I done so many? Because I set a standard for myself that I was going to do more than anyone else. I wanted to get to that stage where I was doing more than anyone else. And what inspired me initially was Dr. Phil. And it was when I was in LA and I got to meet Dr. Phil. Gee, apologize about the wind. I'm trying to shelter the microphone right now. But Dr. Phil had said, and don't quote me, but I think he'd said he'd just come from recording their 3,000th episode. I'm like, wow, that's really impressive. I want to exceed that. Now, obviously, he's on TV and has a way bigger audience and stuff, but it was something in the moment of what he said that I thought, what's stopping me from doing more than 3,000 episodes? So I think I mentioned about this the other day. I've done now 3,000, I think it's 3,230, something like that. And so my next focus is on the 5,000. Like, I just do two a day, and they just keep on going. I've actually done more than that. So I've recorded another, I think, around 40 episodes of a podcast I started years ago called Families Living with Eating Disorders. And I just don't feel like I want to ever share those now. But anyway, maybe one day I will. But I stopped doing that one. So I've actually done more than three. So it's probably closer to 3,300 episodes that I've actually done. And I will continue to do it because I'm excited by it. I love sharing my insights and leaving, if you like, a legacy for people once I go. This is what I was thinking about each day. These are the challenges that I went through each and every day. And from two different perspectives. One, this one's probably a little bit more, I'll say personal, more sort of day-to-day, as opposed to Mental Toughness and Body Show, which can be a little bit more strategic, perhaps, if you want to think about it that way. And I will not stop. I'll just keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going. And that excites me. So what is it? What's the area in your life where you could be setting a standard for yourself that is way beyond anyone else? I don't know anyone that's done as many podcasts as me. I don't know one person on the planet that does a daily podcast, never mind somebody that does two podcasts a day. I don't know anyone that's done as many episodes as me. I've tried to find out, but I cannot find anything in Google that says. I've used AI and it says, yeah, you're definitely in the top 1%, but it can't tell me who actually does one daily or who's done more episodes. So that's just a stand I set for myself in that space. The other thing that I do is I work on myself every day. I'm making sure that I'm doing the things that I know that are going to make me happier, more successful. I do those each and every day. Now, is that difficult to do? Yes. Do most people do it? No. Does that help drive me? Yes, it does. I just want to keep pushing and keep pushing more and more and more. And that's just something that I've decided to do. And so I find the odd thing here and there that I say, all right, I'm going to add that into my sequence of things that I'm going to do daily to make me better. Because I want to get better outcomes than most people. My health, my wellness, my food, my training, my nutrition, my focus, my mindset. All of those things come down to decisions I've made to set myself a standard that is way above everybody else. And then, of course, when people get to know me and understand my lifestyle and everything, they say, wow, you know, you don't look your age. You've got great health. You do so much. How do you get all of these things done, et cetera, et cetera? Because people don't set big challenges or standards for themselves to make themselves so much better than most others. Now, is it a competition? Well, you can make it a competition if you want to. I just set the standard for myself to be the best that I can be. It's just that, when I know that I'm doing things that most people don't, that kind of inspires me to push a little bit harder as well. I just really enjoy that. I don't know why. It's just a sense of satisfaction, I suppose. Perhaps it goes back to my childhood where I didn't have a lot of self-belief, and now that I know that by doing these things I get the results, that excites me. So just hang on a second, I'm crossing the lawnmower. So I think on some level I'm always competing with myself. And that was one of the takeaways from hearing Tom Brady being interviewed live by my coach, saying that he didn't worry about what anyone else was doing. His biggest competitor was himself. He was the one that he wanted to keep beating, the one that he wanted to, you know, get better, because he set a standard for himself that was different to everybody else. Michael Jordan, similar. He would practice more than everybody else. Yeah, very talented, but he'd also put in more work than everybody else. Kobe Bryant, famous for doing the same thing and driving the team to, like, you'd do a practice session before they even started. Then he would be staying after practice as well and doing more. Michael Phelps, Olympic gold medalist, like 23 gold medals or 21 gold medals or something, most of all time. And he would do these intense workouts that most people just couldn't handle. And he'd do like two or three times of those a day or each workout, compared to some people not even really being able to handle one of his workouts, but he was doing two or three of them because he just wanted to be better. He set a new standard for himself to just see, what am I really capable of achieving? And I encourage everybody to find those areas of your life where you can just make yourself better, where you can strive to be just so much greater than you are right now. Just move yourself forward. Just keep edging yourself forward. If you stay hungry for that, you just never know what's really possible for you. Yeah, sure, you go through moments where, say it's on the weekend right now, and you might feel, oh, I'm feeling a bit tired from everything I've done through the week. But then if for a moment you think, well, what would Rob do? What would Rob do right now? Rob would be working. So if that inspires you to push a little bit harder, do a little bit more, then use that. Or those people around you that you aspire to be like in a particular area of your life, and say, well, what would they be doing right now? And they would be probably working. They'd be working on themselves, working on doing a particular thing, doing some meal preparation, whatever it is. Just use these things to drive you in a positive way to help make you better. And yes, I do talk about this a lot because I think the message needs to get through. And if I mention it over and over and over again, hopefully eventually you'll say, yeah, do you know what? I'm not focusing enough in this particular area to make me better. I need to do more in that space to be the best version of you at the age you are right now. And if there are some external forces that help inspire you to be a greater version as well, like whether it's me sitting on your shoulder saying, hey, what are you doing right now? Come on. Come on, keep going. Keep pushing. You're doing great. Just keep moving forward. And then sometimes you just need to stop and stop. Stop, have a rest, have a sleep, do something else, distract your mind, etc. And then get back into it. And use those pockets of time that you have in your life right now and over the weekend where you can do these things. And don't make up excuses that, oh, well, I've got all these things to do over the weekend with the kids, spouse, whatever. Find the time, make the time. Just use your time differently. Right, and it may mean that, yes, some of those behaviors that you're engaging in right now, you have to stop those because they're not growing you. They're not pushing you to that next level. Stay focused. Stay focused. All right, on that note, I'm going to finish my walk here. Stay safe, stay healthy, stay productive, stay hungry. See you tomorrow.